You're listening to Unraveling. This podcast brings together a collection of raw, authentic conversations about the messy truth of life. I'm your host, Lauren Barber, and I have created Unraveling to explore both my own and others' inspiring journeys to reconnect back to themselves. Unraveling is an expression of both the highs and the lows of everyday life and covers a medley of topics inspired by my own adventures, from magical mysticism, mental health and menstruation, to self-expression, co-creation, and personal evolution through movement, meditation and intuitive practices that help us remember and reclaim our true essence. Thank you for tuning in and joining me on this beautiful process of unraveling. Now, let's head to the show. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 23 of Unraveling. This week, I am chatting to the beautiful Sinead Dehora, who is a... How do I describe Sinead? She is an absolute incredible being. I met her probably 3 or 4 years ago now, actually, having... I had a treatment with her, a healing treatment, an intuitive treatment, and it was just such a magical experience, and I loved Sinead's energy and her just whole kind of positive light being. And since then we've become friends. We have supported each other throughout. She has been a cheerleader of mine and I'm definitely a cheerleader of hers. And it's really wonderful to have kind of watched each other evolve, and her journey has been such an inspirational one. So I'm really, really honoured to have her on the podcast today and to share with you some of her insight and her magic, really. So this conversation goes in all sorts of different directions. We talk a little bit about business. We talk about sort of things that we've overcome. We talk about intuition. We talk about healing. We talk about manifestation. There's so many different elements to it. So it's a real kind of multi-passionate, interest conversation, which is such a reflection of both of our kind of personalities, because Sinead is a true multi-passionate as I am. In fact, she sort of describes herself as that in her own bio. Her words are, she is a multi-award winning intuitive specialist, a speaker, founder of Treatment Creations and the Droplets podcast. And she, in a nutshell, calls herself a multi-passionate entrepreneur. So there are so many things that she is passionate about: energy, intuition, self-belief, motivation, self-care, self-love, business, finding your voice, healing, chakras, anxiety, depression, endometriosis. There are so many different elements that she enjoys talking about. And it's a real reflection of the same as me, really. I have so many different areas that I'm interested in. And her, the way she embodies all of these elements of herself is such an inspiration to me, because it's something I have found hard to do within myself, is to kind of embrace every single interest that I have and every different passion and all the different directions that I enjoy going in. So I really hope that you enjoy this conversation. There are lots of little aha moments. It's really genuinely a very free-flowing chat with you know, between two friends, and I really hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Unraveling, Sinead. It's so lovely to have you here. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. I've been looking forward to this conversation for ages. It's just, we always have the best conversations. We never know what we're going to talk about, which I'm so excited for.
I know. I love the kind of, you know, what the list of potentials and who knows which direction it's going to go in.
Yeah, I know. It's always scary, but exciting at the same time, right?
Yeah, it's that little bit of fear of like, where are we going to go? Is there going to be anything to talk about? But we have a lot to talk about. So,
well, you and I could talk for Ireland and England, so we'll find something to talk about.
I have absolutely no doubt. I think it could go on for days if we let it, but we won't. Don't worry.
Well, thanks for having me here.
You are so welcome. Thank you for giving us your time. And I would love to start the conversation off by asking you, what is the current messy truth that you are unraveling right now?
Ooh, my messy truth that I'm unraveling is very much so to stop racing ahead. I've always been the type of person that with the most incredible creative ideas that come all at once. They don't just come one at a time. They come in the tenfold. And I actually recently just came back from a month traveling around South America. And one thing that people keep asking me was, what is my favorite thing about my holiday? Or what did I take from it? And one thing I took from it is, time is most definitely an illusion. That you do not need to stick with the clock. You do not need to be putting this pressure on yourself to do X, Y, and Z all at once. And I feel like ever since I came back, I just feel so much more balanced with what I want, with my work. I'm enjoying things a lot more because I'm not putting that emphasis of what's happening tomorrow in my day now. So I think that's what I'm unraveling and remembering that that's what I want to prioritize more than anything else, is just enjoying each moment for what it is.
Yeah, I really, really resonate with that. And I think we're very similar characters in as what you were saying about sort of all these creative ideas, all these downloads, and they all come in at once. And it's like, how, when, what, like, I want to do them all right now, but I can't. And then you kind of feel that slight overwhelm, and it doesn't necessarily serve us. So how are you actually, you know, what are your sort of practices to come back to that sort of this moment?
I get the biggest piece of paper I could find, and I will do like kind of a spider diagram and dump all of my ideas on this diagram. And then I'll leave it for maybe a day or two, and I'll come back to it then. And I'll just have a little scan, and I'll see what's really jumping out at me the most. And that's usually what I like to go with first. So this is a new thing for me. Before, I try to do it all at once. So now I like to just take one at a time, and I'll just sit and I'll visualize of where I see it going, where I'd like to see it going, or any intuitive guidance that I may get with this idea. And if it's not really right for me, or if I feel like it's going to be a year down the line, I'll just put it aside. I'll remember it, but I'll leave it in my little, I've got a creative journal that I like to keep things in. And I'll go back and I'll do the same with the other ideas that have come to me. So usually this download, it wouldn't necessarily happen every day. It could happen maybe once a week or twice a week. It's not like I'm constantly being flooded with amazing ideas. I might get one or two every day, but it's really just what I'm doing to kind of slow myself down is I'll leave it be. Before, I never ever did that. I'd always try and do it all at once. So that's something that I'm really learning to enjoy, and I actually feel so much calmer for it as well. I feel like, believe it or not, my speech has slowed down even with I know the Irish speak a lot very fast, but I slow down with my speech.
I have to laugh because if I look to my right, I have a great big orange piece of paper with a spider diagram of all of my ideas. And that's like what exactly the same thing that I do is like, I kind of like let it all out on the page, and then I forget about that piece of paper. And then when I need to, I don't know, when I feel called to, I just kind of go back and look at it. And it is constantly evolving. So, and sometimes I think it's nice to just be like, oh, actually, that was a great idea, but it's not for me. And it's kind of, I'm just going to let it go.
Absolutely. Because as you know, as we both know, like all ideas, if something needs to happen, it might go to 20 or 30 people all at once. And it's that right person will pick up that idea and do something with it. So if it's not for me, it's maybe for you, or if it's not for you, it's maybe for someone else. And that's perfectly okay. It's a great idea, which is not necessarily for us and our journey. So I love that though. Great minds think alike.
I know. We have a lot of similarities, I'm sure. So when you get these kind of creative downloads or these ideas, is it usually when you're very much like in alignment with your kind of heart and soul, or do you tend to find they come at like really random times?
Usually it's very different. Different guidance come at different times. Like, for example, I normally get a lot when I'm in nature or when I'm actually being ridiculously funny. Well, I think I'm being funny, but I mean, like, I'm probably not, but I'm being like, I'm being playful is what I mean. Not even funny, but I'm being playful. Like if I'm out and about or playing with leaves or like running around and just being free, myself being free, that's when I'll get a lot of insight. And I tend to either journal on my phone if I'm out and about really quickly, and I'll take some ideas, or sometimes what I like to do is I'll go for a walk in nature or go down by the beach or something, And I'll just focus on one thing and say, right, what can I get from this? And I'll let that insight come to me with that one focus. But it depends. Like, we were talking about yoga nidra a while ago, and I love going to yoga nidra classes because I always get something from a yoga nidra class. When I am centered, when I am grounded, when I am in the moment, I always get some sort of insight. So it really depends, but I do get a lot when I'm just being me, like silly, having fun and being expressive. And that's when I get a lot more than usual.
I love that. I think it's just, yeah, especially when you're saying about being playful, because it's, I think that's something that we definitely, as grown-ups in inverted commas, we tend to lose that playful side of ourselves, and it's when it's, I think the word, you know, as you said, the word free, feeling free in that moment, that's when you really can connect in with what's like, what feels really good to you, rather than all the clutter and the stuff that's like constantly going through your mind. I think finding a way where you can just listen, rather than kind of be in this doing action state of all the time. Like, we can't be in that state all the time. And a lot of things coming up for me at the moment, you know, at the time of recording this, I'm off to do my yoga nidra teacher training next week. And my one and only intention for that is to devote myself to listening.
That's wonderful.
And just allowing.
But what I love as well is sometimes you don't have to listen to get insight. Like, especially when I am being playful or out in the park or just playing with animals or something, just enjoying the moment. That's actually when I get a lot more insight. And it's always something I least expect, you know, or something that really gives me that aha moment, you know, that awakening going, oh, that's a brilliant idea. I need to do that. Like, that's great. I never would have thought about it myself in a logical kind of business format or something, you know. But I find, like, I love that you're dedicating that time to even if you, like, when you're going to yoga nidra, dedicate it to the breath. You know, just change, maybe even change your dedication, and the listening will naturally happen. Or sometimes when we focus on the listening, we tend to over listen and then we're not really hearing the message. You know, that kind of way. Like,
yeah,
it depends on the pressure and the pressure you put on the word or the action. Mm. That's why I quite like doing that playfulness. It's always so fun because you're not focusing on anything. You don't have any expectations. When you remove those expectations, that's really when everything powerful comes in.
That is very true. Yeah. Yeah. There's a balance, isn't there? I think it's maybe about being not still in a physical sense, but just being still enough in the mind to be open to what might come in, rather than have it so filled with things. So it's not about like sitting there and going, I must listen, I must hear something. It's about just allowing there to be space.
Yes.
For whatever needs to come through, to come through. And that might
It might not be anything, but it's always something that makes sense. Like, you might not get this clear one like liner of a sentence that's going to be like, give you that air punch that you want, but it might be something where it's just about enjoying the moment for what it is. Because it's something I witnessed since I came back from traveling around South America, is I'm looking at people and everyone's running around like a headless chicken. And I mean, when I say everyone, I mean everyone that I'm looking at is running around like a headless chicken, like they have no time for whatever they want to do. And I don't know how many times, even this week, I'm like, slow down, let's relax and enjoy the moment for what it is. And let's enjoy this cup of coffee when we're sitting chilling, and let's go down for a walk by the beach. And I've literally been trying to, whoever I'm around, being like, no, come back into this energy. I'm not being pulled to yours. You know, and it's so important to just allow that to happen, because that's when the magic happens.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's, there is this such glorification of being busy and filling our world with, or filling our lives with things and doing. And I, you know, something that's coming up for me a lot at the moment, and probably because of the yoga nidra and because of just, you know, the things that are going on in my life at the moment, is that we have forgotten how to rest. We do, you know, we don't in our ancestors would have spent hours and hours just resting, not doing anything, not meditating, not, you know, like not trying to get anywhere, but just simply being, lying on the floor, lying down, sitting, maybe, you know, just sitting in nature, whatever. And we don't do that anymore. And we have actually, it's like a skill we have to relearn, I think.
100%. Do you know, it's really funny that you say that actually, because as you know, I've just relocated to Ireland, to Dublin, after living in London for the last 8 years. And I'm here like 2.5 weeks, I'd say. And last weekend, I'd say it was the first time in about 12 years, maybe, I don't know, that I slept until 11 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh my God, I felt wonderful. Like my body obviously needed that extra bit of sleep, but I would normally like be up at like, you know, 7, or I'd be like, action, let's get something done. Or like, let's go, even going to the gym or going to yoga, I'd still want to be up early to do that. But I just allowed myself that time to just rest. And you know what? I have felt so better for it without having to rush every day. And even this week, I've actually slept in a half an hour later, or maybe I've went to bed earlier than normal. And it's just been wonderful even listening to that. Even going down the beach, and I've done some meditation, just listening to the ocean nearly every day this week. And it's been wonderful. I just felt I needed that balance, you know? And I think you're 100% right when you say that it's like we have this guilty switch that we put on in our mind, not allowing us to rest or not allowing us to listen to our body, because we have to do this, we have to do that. However, we're the ones putting those limitations on ourselves or those expectations on ourselves. And it's just not necessary anymore. It really isn't. We don't need to be like that if we don't want it. So I 100% agree what you said. It's so important to just, if you're tired, rest. If you're full of energy, go use it and express it some way. It's really important to just listen to your body and what it needs.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I think, and in order to listen to the body, we do have to create space, right? It's like this vicious circle. We don't hear the messages that our body's telling us unless we get quiet enough to listen to them and to hear what they're saying. And unfortunately, I think that this cycle kind of gets is the one of the root causes of the disconnection between mind, body, heart, soul. You know, like it's why we've become these separate, like we're a person, but we're separate from the pieces of ourselves, if that makes sense.
Yes.
All about coming back to wholeness and to being all those elements. It's being the messy human, but it's also being that like trusting soul and that, you know, loving heart and that, you know, emotional, energetic, like it's everything together, but we seem to treat them all as different things.
Exactly. And it's funny you say that. Actually, I've had that conversation with someone recently about stop saying that your mind wants this and your body wants this. You're all one, but it's about just understanding what the message is. Like, for example, like a few days ago, I had a pain in my knee and I was like, oh, I don't have any problems. What's the pain about? And I was like, oh, okay, I need to surrender to the moment. As you know, knee pain's more like kneeling down, surrendering, letting things come. And I was like, oh, I just need to surrender more. But normally, and once I realized that and connected to that, the pain went. But it's just as subtle as that. Like any emotion that we're going through always has a way of finding itself in the body if we're not necessarily listening to it. But if we're not listening to that, even pain or ache or those messages, it normally turns into something else, whether it's a disease or more serious, we have to have some surgery or whatever the case may be. But it's really important to even acknowledge that. And it's funny because, again, when you talk about unraveling, I've noticed that a lot recently. I don't know what's going on. I'm very observant the last few weeks, but more so than ever. But I noticed someone even saying, oh, the pain in my back. And then this particular person just said, oh, well, and she just kept walking. I was like, what? No. Why do you have, why is your back stiff? Why is your back sore? Let's just connect for a minute and see, like, what can you do to help feel better and release that energy that's trapped there? Because it's so important to do that, like listen to your body. So you don't necessarily have to sit and chant om for like 10 minutes, really connect to your body. It's just about acknowledging any twinge or message that arises. And that's the space that you can hold. Like, because I talk to a lot of people who say they don't have time for meditation or they don't have time to sit down. And again, it's your choice. But at the same time, you don't need that 10 minutes to sit down. You can just acknowledge it, understand it, and then let it go. Mm-hmm. Like a text message. You don't just have to read a text.
I love that. Just like a little text message from the body.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to sit down to read a message. I can't personally walk and read a text, but that's beside the point. You don't need to sit down and read it. You can just literally read, acknowledge, reply if you want, let it go.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to take that more on board. I do think I'm generally quite good at listening in, but there are still times where I'm so fixated on an outcome or fixated on getting so many things done that I do kind of not even forget, I just sort of almost compartmentalize it and just like, okay, I'll deal with that later. And that's when things go awry. that's when it gets to the point where I end up having a panic attack or getting so anxious that I end up having to just take an hour just to rest, you know, because I have, it's like an accumulation of, is it like your text messages all load up and you've then got to like spend an hour going through them all and it takes forever. Whereas if you kind of deal with those little messages as they come up,
exactly,
then it's less of a kind of big heavy burden.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to quote Buddha now, but he always said, or a quote from Buddha said, that the busier you are, the more you should meditate. And it's so true, because when you slow down, you're actually so much more productive in your work rather than trying to rush and make mistakes as you're going through. Like, you're so much more productive when you actually enjoy the process.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'd really love to explore your journey a little bit more, just to find out your journey so far. I mean, just to kind of explore a little bit more about your work that you're doing now, like how you work with people. And I know there's lots of different ways that you work with people, because like me, you're a multi-passionate and don't like to put yourself in one box. But what was it that kind of, what can you just, in a very, you know, in a nutshell, if it's possible, just kind of explain how you got to be the Sinead that you are right now today?
Wow, a nutshell. I think I need something bigger than a nutshell. Well, I'll make this very short, the story very short. But when, I've always seen spirits since I was a young child. My earliest age was about 4 that I can remember. And I used to chat away, had like what, quote unquote, imaginary friends. But they were spirits. And I still see them, hear them, feel them to this day. I've been around psychic and mediums who have described them to a T. So, you know, you're not crazy when you have that clarification as well, right? But I used to see them from a very young age. And I've always been what my mother used to call the agony aunt. Where people would always come and tell me their whole life story. Or I'd bring, you know, just strangers into my house and help them in any way I could from a very young age, like honestly since I was literally about 4, I reckon. And then obviously through, like, you know, society and schooling and everything, you get kind of structured into a little bracket, which we probably won't go into today, but I lost a bit of that, or I suppressed a bit of that, you know, I suppressed a bit of my natural gift. But anyway, so long story short, I always wanted to either be a barrister, study law, or work in a spa, and I had no idea why. So I studied law first, took a year out again, and I studied holistic therapies. And from then, that's really when my intuition just came back, and came back in tenfold. And from there, you know, working with the body, I then started studying different philosophies, Ayurvedic philosophies, Chinese philosophies, different alternative therapies, and you name it, counseling, CBT, reflexology, aromatherapy, the list goes on. And I just was fascinated. Every time I studied something like that, I felt like I was learning a memory. I felt like it just was there, and I was like, kept getting this, oh yeah, I knew this. Like, I knew this moment all the time. And my intuition just kept getting stronger and stronger. So I've been working in the beauty industry for like 12 years. And about 4 years ago, my intuition just completely hit the roof. And I was like, right, I need to do something with this. So then I launched my own business. And as you know, I have been working in some 5-star hotels in London in Akasha Holistic Wellbeing Center on Regent Street. Where I still visit every 2 months now that I live in Ireland. And I work remotely on international level and via Skype or FaceTime as well, offering intuitive healing, intuitive guidance, mentoring, business mentoring, you name it, like you said, multi-passionate. And yeah, here I am now, and I've got a few, well, amazing things happening next year with a few different I'm going to say retreats, but they're not going to be very much retreat. Like, I haven't quite found the word to describe them. Yeah, that's all happening in the next few months, which is exciting. So I don't know if that's to sum it up.
Yeah. No, that's a pretty good nutshell.
Oh, good. I could have spent a lot longer on it, but I can't keep it short.
That's amazing. And in that sort of journey, what would you say are the sort of big pivotal moments that you know, the moments where something suddenly clicks back into place, you know, like a real shift happens? Because I know for me, there have been like key kind of parts in my journey that have just like change the trajectory completely? And are there any sort of points that stand out for you that maybe it might have been a challenging situation, or maybe it might have been like an extremely joyful situation? Is there anything?
I have loads, I'd say, because it's every day is a learning curve, right? Every day you learn something new. And one thing I remember, I was going through a very down period in my life. Actually, a few things I'll share with you. But one thing in particular, I used to work from the Corinthia Hotel. I spent life at the Corinthia Hotel, just on Whitehall Place, which is over the Jubilee Bridges, facing Big Ben and London Eye, right? So you know where I am. So every day I'd walk across that bridge twice a day, and I'd stand in the middle of the bridge, and I was very down at this point, and I would just pray to be a better person, like pray, talk to the angels, talk to spirits. I would just constantly say, just I'm ready to be a better person now. But there's nothing wrong with who I am. I just wanted to elevate my vibration and elevate what I wanted to do, right? I didn't know what that was at that point. And one day, like about, I'd say it was like about 2 years later, I walked across that bridge and I was as happy as Larry, really content. And I looked and I was like, oh my God, you remember the time that I used to come here and I would cry and I'd be, you know, in that like very heavy energy. And I realized at that time, I wasn't listening to my intuition. I was holding on to relationships, but romantic, and with friendships that were not serving my soul. I was surrounding myself with the wrong people for my energy. And I was just in a very negative place because I was not listening to what I wanted in life. And the minute I said, you know what, that's not what I want, the universe went, ah, finally, here you go. Now you can have what you do want. And that was something, that was a massive learning curve at that particular time, because it really hit me. If you are putting yourself in situations where you naturally do not want it or it doesn't make you feel great, all you're going to do is attract more of that. And once I learned that and had that massive awakening, my life shifted for the better. And that was something that really resonates with me to this day. Like even when I walk across that bridge, even a few weeks ago, I always stand there and I just state what I'm grateful for and have gratitude moments. And what a shift in a good 8 years that's been, to have very depressive, begging for assistance and help, to now being so grateful for the lessons I've learned. And that was one thing that really resonates with me. And I haven't thought about that in a while, which is really nice to share that now. So it came to me for a reason today.
Thank you.
So last year I had surgery, this time last year, for endometriosis and polycystic ovaries. And for 2 years prior to that, I was agonizing. For anyone that has endometriosis or knows about it, they'll know the pain I'm talking about. And that alone, because of the physical pain and your body changes, because of the hormones and everything else that your body's going through, you naturally, my anxiety hit the roof. My social anxiety hit the roof. I had a bit of depression and a lot of mental things going on as well. But I realized that was all happening because I was overworked, completely and utterly overworked, among other things, of course. But I just noticed that I really needed to create a more balance in my life and really prioritize what it is that I want to look after myself in order to fulfill my dreams and passion to look after others. So that was a massive learning curve in itself. And touch wood, thank God, everything is healthy and happy again. And it's because I'm really keeping myself grounded and really doing what my purpose is and feeling that purpose.
That's amazing. And are there any other things that you have done to help? Because I talk to a lot of people, and as you know, I talk a lot about menstrual cycle awareness and about the kind of, I guess there's so much shame around that side of things, and discussing that. And I'm trying to really, you know, open that conversation up a lot. So are there any other things? Because I do know a lot of people that listen to the show do have endometriosis or PCOS or other kind of menstrual issues. Like, what have you found to be the most effective for you, because it is all very individual, effective for you in terms of managing that and managing not only the physical side but the acceptance side of probably more so the accepting side of actually, you know, that the body is, you know, is perhaps creating some challenges.
What have I done to accept it? It took a long time because I've always been healthy. My body's always been a particular size and shape. And I've always been, like, my nickname is Little Miss Sunshine, because I'm always that, like, bright, optimistic, fun. Like, that's what my nickname is for that reason. I've always been lucky enough that my mindset's always thought about the positive rather than the negative. And at this particular time when I was going through that, just one day, I woke up and I was about to take the contraceptive pill and I said, no, don't do it. There's something not right. So I stopped. And that's when everything went, whew, and everything kind of fell apart in a way. Fell apart to start something new, I suppose. But really what I've learned, I kind of forgot your question now, but really what I've learned, I suppose, is just not trying to fight something. Like I had that pain, as again, what you, some of your listeners will know as well, is you, sometimes you can find it's hard to walk from the bed to the door. Like you could not walk, you're kind of crawling because the pain is so severe. And it's just about allowing that to happen and not try to fight it, not try to fight what's going on, allowing your body to go and heal itself, allowing your body to take that control, allowing your body to try and nourish you. And it's all about you trying to nourish your body as well. And one thing I really struggled with was exercise, because I love exercise. It's my way of getting clarity. It's my way of connecting back to myself. And I couldn't do it for a long time due to the pain I was in. But not only that, I felt like I couldn't find a personal trainer that understood what I was going through. And they kept getting me to do exercises that were really for my lower abdomen, that would feel like I had was stabbed with like a million knives. And I was like, no, this is not right for me. And they said, but this is where you want to maybe lose weight or tone up. I said, yes, but I need to do it differently. This is not right for my body. And that was really hard on my energy. That was really hard on me because I felt like I wasn't being understood. I didn't actually know quite a lot of people who were going through what I went through. So I started to do a little bit of research online on Instagram. You know, Instagram is great for all this. And I was like, okay, this is not spoken about enough, but it is spoken about. But maybe it's just because I wasn't aware of it. But I think what I really learned was, you need to take control of yourself, because everybody that goes through something like this goes through it very, very differently. And it's really important to just really dedicate your daily practice or your routine to whatever it is that you need. And that's really how I kind of claimed my body back in a way. This took a year, but I'm finally back to where I wanted to be, and I'm no pain and aches, thank God.
That's amazing. And what you were saying then really kind of hit home to me, because I think there is a real lack of understanding because of the lack of communication about the fact that, you know, women are cyclical and we shift and change throughout the month, throughout the seasons, throughout the year. And sometimes actually when you go to have a personal training session or go to a class or something, there isn't that individual understanding that actually some days your exercise needs to be completely different to another day. And it's this acceptance that it doesn't mean you're weaker. It doesn't mean you're not making progress. It's just actually honoring where you are in that moment. I worked with a personal trainer this summer actually to help me get my confidence back in that area, because I found that when I lost my periods, I was told by everyone, you know, like so many people said it can be caused by overtraining and overstressing the body. And I had this fear that exercise was harming me. So I did stuff, but I was very, very tentative, and I really lost my confidence when I used to love it. I used to love going to the gym and particularly doing strength work. And I worked with a personal trainer this year, and I laid everything out on the table at the beginning. And at first my goal was sort of to work towards, you know, maybe getting a bit more confident with my body in terms of what it looks like. But actually very soon I realized that my goal was to maintain my cycle and to honor my energy levels through my cycle while still training and still exercising. But it meant that I could go to her and I could say, I'm day 27, so today is going to have to be a really gentle session. It's going to have to be very, very easy on my body. Or it might be that, oh, I'm day 14 and I've got so much energy and let's do something really high intensity. Like I think being able to be open and communicate that is really powerful. And I'd love to see that coming through more with personal trainers and in gym. And, you know, maybe even there's some kind of cycle, like cyclical training program that women could do, or I don't know, just
something.
Well, yeah, just
watch this space though.
Yeah. But yeah, I think listening in to and understanding that you're sort of, you are unique and that your needs are going to change is really powerful. I went absolutely off the tangent there. Completely.
No, that's okay. I like it. Absolutely. It's so important to just, like, every single day you're different. You're never the same person every single day. And it's really important to create a routine or listen to that and see what you need for that particular day. You know, yeah. Like some days, like you said, I wake up and I'm like full of life. I'm like, right, let's go. Let's take action. Let's start the day. And other days I'm like, oh no, not yet. And I'll be awake all night rather than all day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's okay to let yourself do that. You don't have to be on a particular 9-to-5 schedule. It's whatever suits yourself.
Yeah. And it kind of comes back to what you said at the beginning about being like here now, being in this moment now and honoring what's coming up for you right now, rather than in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly. It's one of the hardest lessons I've had to learn, but it's one of the most rewarding for sure.
Amazing. That's, yeah. Thank you for sharing all of that. So when you're working with someone, what does it look like if you're working? I know it's going to look very different, but how do you approach treating people completely individually? Do you find that the intuitive work can be a little bit scary at times because you don't know what's going to come up? I think for me personally, I'm still on that journey of trusting my intuition, and I know when I'm completely guided by it, everything is like works out exactly as it's supposed to. But sometimes there's the fear, like when I was teaching a yoga class, and I often wouldn't have a set plan, and I just would go in and it's like, I trust that I will be guided. But there was still this element of like, but what if nothing comes through? Do you ever get that?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. I did when I first started, but not anymore. It's because you learn to use that muscle. It's like a muscle you learn to train, and it's really important to distinguish what the difference between your imagination and your intuition. But once you can master that, then you'll never have that worry or fear again. So it's really understanding what comes in, and you'll understand once you practice that. It's just my imagination. It usually kind of is around an ego fear based, but when it's more so your intuition, it's pure, it's real, and it's raw, and you've got it. You know it straight away. Mm-hmm. So with all my treatments, I will say, tell me nothing about you, because your words will never truly tell me what's going on. And a lot of people will like to tell me the symptom rather than the root cause. And again, I don't need to know that. I want to go to the root cause and get in there and heal that. So I always start every single session, whether it is a business mentoring, whether it is mindset mentoring, whether it is intuitive guidance, I'll start it all by reading your energy. And from there, I'll look for any physical or emotional blocks in the body, mind, or soul. And why I do that is because, again, your words will never truly tell me what's going on. Again, because the minute I do that, people instantly gain that trust, and then the relaxing comes in. And when you naturally relax your energy, your aura, your body, the healing will heal so much quicker. You'll take it in a lot quicker. So there is a method to my madness, and that's why I do what I do. Obviously, with hands-on treatments, then I'll design a treatment around that person, that body, or whatever we need to do, whether it's through alternative therapy, energy healing, CBT, mindset coaching, whatever. It could be absolutely anything. And I'll always relay any visions or messages or guidance through the end of any session, whether it's online or hands-on healing. Because it always comes in, there's always something that needs to be worked on. There's always something that we can evolve. There's always something that we can transform. And there's always a goal that we want to achieve. But that's what I help people focus towards. That's what I'll get you to achieve.
Mm, I love that. Yeah, I remember when I first met you, I came for a treatment. And I'm that person that wants to go into the room and just like download all my words. And it's like, oh, this. And you were like, nope. Stop. Don't tell me anything. And I was like, oh, okay. I remember just it being a really incredible experience, and just kind of, yeah, just being feeling at ease. And I think we often try and describe our way through things or use our words to get through things. But actually, if we just let the body do the talking.
Exactly. Because like I said earlier on, anything that's going on in your mind is going on in your body too. And that's where it's all muscle memory that we want to release. So like, there's times where people will want to talk, and it's okay to do that because it's a form of therapy in itself. It's a form of releasing. And they can do that. And there's times where I'm genuinely not listening to the words. I'm listening to the energy that's coming out of your mouth. I'm just looking at what's coming out. And that's going to be more of a story than the language you're using. Because again, when we meet a stranger, we won't necessarily go raw straight away, right? We're going to hold something back. And that's why I look at the energy first. And then I might ask a few questions, but I'd rather look at the energy first so I can see what's going on, understand what's going on, then I'll start maybe pulling things out of you through energy healing, through therapy, whilst constantly changing the energy in your body, releasing what needs to be released, enhancing what needs to be enhanced. So it's very active. So even when I'm talking, people ask me, how do you do it in all corners of the globe? And I said, it's energy is energy. I don't have to have my hands there to heal. Not at all in the slightest. So even talking to you, I can definitely send healing to you, which I have been doing, which is, it's lovely. I think it is anyway. You know, it's healing to you, or like changing, or whatever the case may be, whoever I talk to, I just naturally do it when I want to.
What an amazing, beautiful gift to give people.
Oh, thank you. I do love what I have to say. Like, I could talk about this all day and all night. I just love it so much. It's just, like I said before, it's just when I let go of what wasn't serving me, I became who I really am. And that's something that I love. That's my passion and purpose. It's just helping people live their best life every single day is all what this planet needs. It's just, if you can live your best life, that's the point of life, right? It's the point of your journey.
And if someone right now is struggling in that space because they know that they're not living their best life, and they're not feeling that same joy that you are and loving what they're doing, and they feel really stuck, what would you say is like maybe just the first baby step that they can do to kind of, even if it's just taking 1% of what brings them joy, or what, you know, what makes them feel more themselves, like what would you say to that person that feels really trapped by the situation they're in and doesn't know where, like doesn't know the answers, so feels that maybe they can't even move forward?
The one thing I would say is stop thinking about stuck, stop thinking about being stuck, stop thinking about the problem. Because a lot of the time when we are in that situation, that's naturally where our energy goes. And as we know, when the energy goes, the energy flows. So we normally think, oh, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do next. And that's kind of the language we use. It's really to be mindful of the language, be mindful of your thoughts, because everything that you're saying and thinking, you're creating. And it's really important. I know we hear about the law of attraction constantly, but it's so true. So if you're feeling stuck or feeling overwhelmed or feeling low in energy or low in confidence, stop thinking about that. Think and create what you want. Even if you can get a pen and paper out and just write, okay, this is my vision. This is what I want to create. Even if it sounds outrageous there and then, it doesn't matter. Just write it down. And if you can change that focus to something of attraction, you're naturally going to enhance your energies. And if you do that every single day, you'll notice everything that you do want to attract will start to come into your life. And it sounds, yes, it might sound a bit crazy now, but just try it. Stop thinking about what you don't want and start thinking about what you do want.
What about the person that doesn't know what they want?
That's okay. They can create something. We all want something in life, right? Even if they don't know what it is in life, even if you want a new handbag or a new pair of glasses, or if you want to get a tattoo or whatever, if you want something, we all want something in life, right? Yeah.
So I think
everyone wants something.
Yeah.
Even if it's a new curtains for your bedroom, or a new car, or whether it's you want to buy a present for someone or something. We all want something. Just focus on that. It has to be anything. We all want blue skies tomorrow. Focus on that blue sky. Create, do you know what I mean? Just really picture that. Picture the positivity. Picture that energy coming into you and surrounding yourself with that energy. It's, even if you don't know what you want in life or out of your career, out of a relationship, just focus on one thing. Whether it's a new coat you saw in Zara or something else you saw somewhere else, focus on it. Focus on that and create that energy, because it starts with one thing. And energy, as you know, the more you create energy you want, the more it expands. So it might start with a coat, but it could end up being the career that you've always wanted. So on and so forth.
That's such a nice way of looking at it. And yeah, it definitely shifts my perspective, because I have this sort of, I know that I'm a powerful manifester and I can manifest anything I want, but I tend to fixate on not being clear on what I want long term, or what the big thing is that I want. So then I just end up kind of not manifesting anything.
Okay, I hear that quite a lot, actually. You're not alone there at all. I hear that quite a lot. But the thing is, the clarity will come. The clarity, if you have, could you imagine, right, that every single person in the planet knew what they wanted for their life and they were clear on that? Life would be so boring. It would be so boring. But it's a part of the journey to explore that, to see what comes in, to see what lessons you need to learn, to see what opportunities come your way. Because the whole point of life, really, that's the fun of life. So it's about just even holding that one idea. So say, for example, let's just go with a new house, okay? If you know that you want a new house, it doesn't matter what the interior looks like. It doesn't matter what the front door it looks like. It doesn't matter about the area. focus on the house alone. The rest will start to come in. Maybe one day you might get inspiration of how you'd like your kitchen. The next day you might get inspiration of how you like your bathroom and so on and so forth. But that's okay. It's nice to be able to build on that rather than having everything here and the now, because that's when things get boring and dull.
That is a very, very amazing piece of information, and that has definitely shifted something in me. So thank you.
Oh, I love that. I just got goosebumps when you said that. That's so nice.
Yeah, it kind of almost just gives me permission to go, oh, I could just want a coat today. That's all I need to want. I don't need to want this massive, great, like, I don't need to know where I'm going in life. I can just want a coat.
Yes, exactly. Put your energy in that coat.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay, I'd love to know, so at the moment, the where I'm at, and you kind of touched on this earlier, but this is where I'm at and where I feel very drawn to my work, sort of working in at the moment, is this remembering the parts of us that we have forgotten. And you said this earlier about when you, I think when you were doing your training, like every time it was a remembering rather than it being new information. And I felt very much like that when I did my womb yoga teacher training earlier this year. It was like, this isn't new to me. This is in me already. And this is just like giving me the triggers to remember. But I'd love to know what you're currently remembering or reclaiming that was once forgotten.
What? Oh, wow. I love that question. What I'm currently remembering. Okay, well, I love working. Like, I love it. It just doesn't feel like work to me, what I do. But there's times where, it's before I went away for a month, I had never been so busy in my entire life. And now that I'm back, it's because I had a month off. I'm so grateful that I had the most incredible, incredible clients. But it's like, oh, I had a month off. Okay. And it's very busy. It's very, very busy. The one thing that I'm learning to remember, or remembering, excuse me, not even learning, one thing I'm remembering is what my priorities are. My priorities are very much, most definitely, to help others, because I love it. It's an essence of who I am. It's my purpose in life, as I said before. But also, I can't do that if I'm not truly centered. I'm going to say it. I'm not truly happy. If I'm not truly content. If I'm not who I am. And one thing that I am remembering every single day, that it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no, I'm not ready to see this person yet, or I don't want to go to this social event, or I don't want to do this. It's okay to listen to that and take a step back. It's also okay to, if I want to, you know, go for a run down the road to go and do it, I don't have to be obligated to be a certain place or a time. And I'm really remembering that the clock doesn't control me, that I control what I want in life. And that's something that took a lot, because I used to definitely be looking at the clock every 2 seconds and say, I have to have this meeting, I have this appointment, I have this, that, the other. And it was very overwhelming for me and who I am, because it's not what I am at all. So one thing that I'm remembering every single day and what I'm going through right now is to remember to trust the process, remember to take action when needed, remember that it's okay to say no and it's okay to be on your own. And that's what I love about what I'm going through right now.
Oh, I love all of that.
You look like you're gone really sleepy after saying
that. Oh, I just feel, yeah, just I think just listening to that even just makes me feel at ease. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you. No, it's true. It's just remember, trust the process.
Yes, it's something I remind myself of every day. In fact, the words at the moment is, I trust in this transformation. So
ooh, I love
yeah
that. Transformation. I yeah. love that so much.
Every day is a word to
use. Yeah, exactly. Every day is an opportunity. And something actually I was saying a while ago is I keep hearing people say, I've got this challenge, I'm being challenged with this. And I said, stop saying the word challenge, say opportunity instead. I've got this opportunity coming my way. It's got the power in the words we use. And I like that transformation. Even though you are who you are and you're amazing at who you are, you do. Everyone wants to evolve. You want to evolve. So it's okay to keep transforming. Absolutely. Yeah. Keep growing.
Oh, it's been such an honor to share this space with you, Sinead. I'm just so grateful for all of the work you do and all of the wonderful healing words. I hope that people listening to this just can even get a snippet of the same feelings that I do when I'm talking to you.
Oh, thank you. You've got me very emotional. That's so nice to say. Thank you so much. I could stay here all day. I actually feel very relaxed and calm.
Yeah, I'm sure that we will have more conversations. But for now, I feel like it's a nice time to kind of end the conversation. But I'd love to just invite you to share with us anything that you feel like you would like to share, and anywhere that people can connect with you and kind of connect and catch up and be part of the journey.
Well, all my details are on my website, www.sineaddehora.com. Like I said, I am based in Dublin now as of the last 2 weeks, but I will be back. I'm in London next week. I'm back and forth constantly. And I am offering my intuitive healing in Akasha Holistic Wellbeing Centre in Hotel Caffarel in November. I literally think I had to open another day there 2 days ago and I've only got one appointment left. So if I have to open more, I will. I'm happy to do so. And I'll be back every month, if not every 2 months, doing that as well. I haven't confirmed a venue here to base myself out of Dublin as of yet, but watch this space. It's coming very quickly. And next year I will be launching. It's a bit of a secret right now, but there are a few retreats launching next year. I'm not allowed to say as of yet, but very exciting ones, very big ones coming up. And they're launching next year from April onwards.
Amazing.
So there's a lot going on. I obviously, as you know, as I said before, I do readings, like angel card readings, tarot card readings, just energy readings. If you don't want cards, it's just me. It's all me anyway. Or it's all coming through me, so they say, excuse me. So I can do offer energy readings, energy healing and guidance, and yeah, it's all on my website. And I actually just launched something recently as well called Me Time, a treatment called Me Time, where it's simply you in your home, and we'll connect through a Skype or FaceTime, and I can do whatever it is you want me to do, whether it's whether we do some guided meditation, you know, some visualization, some breath work, and just time for you to be in your comfies with a nice cup of tea with your slippers on in front of the fire, and just create that time for yourself. And what I quite like about this actually and how it's working is even towards the end of whatever we're doing, and people I'm working with are just drifting into a beautiful, peaceful trance. And all I do is hang up when I slip away and I let them in that space. So it's just creating the time and space for people to just to have that moment where they need and deserve to connect to their body, mind and soul.
I love that. What a beautiful offering.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I will put all your...
I've been talking to you.
It's been amazing. I'll put all your links in the show notes anyway, so people can kind of click through there. And yeah, I just want to thank you so much for showing up today and for being on the podcast and unraveling with me a little bit.
Well, thank you for having me, because you've even asked me some questions that I haven't thought about in a while. And it's nice actually reflecting on them. So thank you for that, because it's just... doing those bits of reflection just really shows you how far you've come, and it's really important to have those moments. So thank you for sharing me and allowing me to have that and experience that.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's been my pleasure, completely my pleasure.
I'm sure we'll talk soon.
I am sure we will too. Thank you once again, and we will definitely speak soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Unraveling. If you have enjoyed this conversation and want to listen more, then please subscribe to the show and share it with any friends who might enjoy the journey too. To continue the adventures and connect with other people who are also enjoying the show, don't forget to join the Unraveling Deeper community on Facebook. Here you can delve deeper into some of the topics discussed on the show and also get the chance to ask questions for future episodes. I will also be sharing additional resources that are supporting me in my own unraveling. Just head to facebook.com/groups/unraveling deeper. You can also get in touch with me via my Instagram at laurenbarber.co or through my website www.laurenbarber.co. Until next time, keep trusting the beautifully chaotic process of unraveling.